Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to continue our discussion on the apartment market.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Last program, we started to get into some statistics that are rarely revealed. So we've got a great source for understanding the apartment activity, both as a tenant and as a landlord locally. It's interesting to see what direction things are going, given the interesting climate with COVID, where some students didn't show up that they anticipated. Last year, I remember my daughter had to continue to pay for her apartment and finish out the lease that had started. But now we've re-acclimated to our new climate, and you probably see more vacancies this year.
Yes. In fact, the vacancy has just about doubled, but you know, when it was sitting at 2%, now it's 4%. That's not exactly a crisis. But for an apartment owner, the concern that you have, am I receiving enough rental income to cover my mortgage payment? So as the vacancy factor goes up, you become you're having a very tight jaw as you sleep in the evening, or tight something, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about the vacancy. Is that something that we should expect to settle at this point, or do you think it'll continue to increase the vacancy factor?
I don't think it's going to increase much more. Our overall vacancy factor for the Eugene Springfield market, according to a study that was done by the Multifamily Housing Organization out of the Portland area that surveys the entire state, I don't sense that we're going to have much of an increase in vacancy factor in the immediate future, but it is one that is of concern, because even from a landlord standpoint, there are several ways of having vacancy, but the big issue is I'm not receiving rent. Well, what if a unit is occupied and I'm not receiving rent? That's called credit loss, and that's an issue right now, because those tenants that can claim that they have been adversely impacted by the virus can enter into an agreement with the landlord to abate. Now, abate doesn't mean to eliminate. It just means I can pay you only this amount and I'll catch up later.
It's a deferral of sorts.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a real nasty situation, because for a landlord who's got a mortgage, they will not see a situation where a tenant is forced to catch up until maybe April of next year.
So that means that the mortgage holder has to have the endurance. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.